Yeah, it's going good. We've had restricted use of the gym, but we've utilised what we can do. We've been around different gaffs. We've been sparring up Sheffield. We've all, obviously, Team GB. We've been into London. So we're working with a few gyms around London. And then utilising what we can within our space, within the gym, and with the coaches that we've had available, because sort of rough starts the season with coach-wise, because people have been in and out, but we're getting there. We're all ready and all feeling good, ready to go.
But it's good getting out and about, though, isn't it? To various different gyms.
Yeah, it is, of course it is, yeah. All the lads will say, when you walk into a gym for sparring, you feel like you got fight nerves because you're in a different environment, different surroundings, there's new, different people watching. You feel like you've got something to prove, where it's different when you're in our gym because you're with each other and you're comfortable, really. But when you get to different gyms, you have to really switch on.
And it was good, and last week, up to Sheffield, training with Team GB, that's a great experience for you.
Yeah, it was massive, massive experience. Literally in the 4 hours that we was there, I learned really, really a lot. Just the sparring, just hearing from what their coaches were saying to their lads. And then I was thinking to myself, yeah, I can see that. I need to utilise this. And it really opens your eyes up to a different spectacle of boxing.
Because I know the Army boxing team are trying to get it more the setup like a GB setup. Did you sort of notice that?
Yeah. You can see where, as like the structure of their training is, because I noticed, like, I saw their training plan on their boards, and it's pretty much the same, similar to ours, like their strength and conditioning, as well as punches, and then the track sessions, lots of sparring. That it's pretty much the same sort of setup that we have here, so we know that we're doing something right.
And going into the new season, you've changed weight category, haven't you? You've gone into cruiserweight, 86 kilo.
Yeah, I have. I sat at 91 last season, and John did 86, but now he's gone back down to 81. So nothing. I've had a massive lifestyle change. I've turned vegan and stuff like that. And now I'm sat at the weight comfortable, and I feel like I can really, really achieve something at this weight. So see what happens.
So the build-up at the moment is to this weekend, the Eindhoven Box Cup, a big match, really big show to head into, first show of the season for you.
Yeah, it's massive. We was out there last year, got a silver medal last year, but it's going to be bigger this year because a lot of the nations will be as a sort of run-up for Commonwealth Games and that sort of stuff, because it's going to be a lot bigger. And even from the list that we've seen so far, there's massive names in it. There's loads of different people, loads of different nations. So it should be really good. It's going to be tough, but it's the best way to be, really, in at the deep end, isn't it?
I think so. Doing international boxing is really good for you and for the team. Yeah. Great confidence booster for you and individually.
Yeah, massive. It's great. It's not as well as that. It's great marketing as well for us. It pushes us out there, because when we're up with photos with international boxers, international tournaments, and like obviously seeing us in army strips, army tracksuits, people stop and talk to us and stuff like that. So it's great marketing for us as sports person and for the army as well, and just for boxing as a whole. It's massive, massive over there. So it will be good, and it will be tough, but it's the best way to be, really.
And you're going in confidently?
Yeah, I am. I feel I'm going to be a little bit lighter than the lads, but it is what it is. I feel that it'll use to my advantage being with a little bit lighter on my feet, because a lot of them are just big hard hitters who you just have to get away from. So I think I'll utilise my weight and my movement, and I'll be all right.
And what about your hopes overall for the season?
Obviously start with the combines. Got to get that at 86 if the Navy enter or the RAF enter. I'd like to get an England vest at 86 or even at 91, an England vest either way, and hopefully get ranked and enter the ABAs at 86. And I feel confidently that I can actually win the ABAs at 86 kilos. So I'm going into the season positive-minded and strong-minded, so hopefully see what comes out of you.